From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. International chemical weapons experts are heading to Syria in the town of Douma to investigate a suspected poison gas attack that reportedly killed dozens of people near Damascus.
While people throughout Syria are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance and protection, UN agencies say they are particularly concerned about tens of thousands of civilians trapped in Douma, a town inside eastern Ghouta in the suburbs of Damascus. The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 133,000 people have fled eastern Ghouta during the past 4 weeks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tuesday, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified before a U.S. Senate committee about the way his company handled data for millions of users. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson said current social media policies similar to Facebook's threaten personal privacy.
And why didn't Facebook notify 87 million users that their personally identifiable information had been taken?
Zuckerberg said regarding privacy, legislation could be enacted to explain what's being done with data.
It's hard to say that people, you know, fully understand something when it's only written out in a long legal document. This stuff needs to be implemented in a way where people can actually understand it, where consumers can understand it, but that can also capture all the nuances of how these services work in a way that that's not overly restrictive on providing the services.
He's expected to testify again, this time before the House on Wednesday. U.S. President Donald Trump's top Homeland Security advisor, Tom Bossert, abruptly resigned Tuesday. It's the latest in a long line of senior officials to have left. No reason was given for his resignation. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump once again said the FBI raids on his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen's New York office and a hotel where he had been staying are a total witch hunt. When asked about the raid and investigation Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders echoed the president's sentiment and deflected reporters' questions.
We've spoken about this at length, ad nauseum, and frankly think it's a big distraction that the media has spent every single day for the last year focused on this instead of some of the biggest issues of our day and some of the biggest issues that the president is dealing with, like Syria, like North Korea, like deregulation, tax cuts, defeating ISIS. That's the focus of this administration, and frankly, that's what you guys should spend a little bit more time on.
The White House says President Trump will no longer be traveling to Latin America later this week because he wants to oversee the U.S. response to Syria. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio said he understands the president's decision.
And obviously, the situation with Syria is something that the president feels he needs to stay back and conduct, but I'm happy the vice president will be attending, which is a pretty high-level commitment, and ultimately, the situation in Syria has caused the president to stay behind, and it's something great, especially if it involves the use of military force of some capacity. It's probably a wise choice to stay back.
The two-day summit in Peru begins April 13th. China's president Xi Jinping did not mention U.S. President Donald Trump by name or speak directly about rising trade frictions with Washington during a closely watched speech, which is China's version of Davos for Asia. But the pledge she made to press forward with economic reforms had everything to do with the trade dispute and President Trump's threats to levy heavy tariffs on Chinese goods. In his speech, he mentioned the phrase opening up 42 times. One of the key messages of his speech was that China was open for business. It was also an effort, one analyst said, to highlight a contrast between Beijing's approach and Washington's approach. In his speech, Xi said China would launch a number of landmark measures this year, including cutting tariffs on car imports, which was one key trade barrier President Trump has mentioned repeatedly. Afghanistan officials say cross-border shelling by Pakistan has killed at least one civilian in the eastern province of Kunar. A provincial government spokesman told VOA Pakistani forces in the past 24 hours have fired hundreds of artillery shells on two Afghan border districts. Ghani Masmim said that the firing has also caused damage to civilian property. There was no immediate comment available from the Pakistani military nor government officials. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.